There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You saw it on Fox, the American League edging the National League in home run derby. Either a strikeout or a home run. Those are the outcomes. And finally, to save baseball the indignity of having another tie, the Dodgers had to do what they had to do, and they had to end the game. So they had to do it, and they allowed Alex Bregman and George Springer to hit home runs there at the end. And so the American League gets to feel good about themselves. They win the exhibition game. By my count, the actual game itself was the third most interesting thing that happened. This was supposed to be a coronation, a victory lap for the Dodgers, who just hijacked the top available player available everyone's watching. Everyone wanted this guy. He's a Dodger. Manny Machado. Now, my only question is, what float is Machado going to be on? Is he going to be on the first float? That's for Lasorda and Scully. They'll bring them back. But then can Machado be on the second float? And where does he put the World Series Most Valuable Player trophy? I've got to figure that out as well. But then, listen, the Dodgers have won the World Series. They got to go through playing the rest of the year and all that. But they're going to win the World Series. It's over now. So everyone else, I hope you enjoyed trying to compete for the championship. The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the championship with Manny Machado. But that, as great a story as that is, and don't worry, we'll get there for full Maller monologue treatment. We're going to work our way there. But that's not even the most interesting thing that happened. We got our sports scandal of the week. It's my belief that every year, this is typically the year a lot of people take off in sports talk radio. They get freaked out. They don't know what to do because, oh, my God, it's the All-Star break. And I pointed out many times, these are the same people that don't usually talk baseball, but they're freaked out, right? They got the boogeyman's on their shoulder. They're like, oh, crap, there's nothing going on. Well, usually we get a scandal. Now, I thought it was going to be the Shady McCoy scandal. that has kind of gone away, but I have a feeling that will, like a boomerang, come back around, the Bills running back. But we have a scandal to take us through at least the rest of the week, and it's all about the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that does not get talked about enough, that is not mentioned enough, and relief pitcher Josh Hader, who served up a big meatball, a three-run homer in his appearance there. I don't know if you're aware of this. Maybe you haven't been listening. Maybe you're not on social media. Most people aren't on social media. We think here, you know, working radio, you think everyone's on there. Most people aren't. You might be out of the loop here. But we had a trifecta of offensive old tweets that popped up, comments made by a young Josh Hader back in his teen years that appeared all over social media right about the time Josh Hader served up the gasoline in his appearance in the All-Star game. So he came in there with two canisters of gasoline and served them up on the mound, and that was small potatoes to what was awaiting Josh Hader when he met with the media after the game. Hader had, I mentioned the trifecta, that's racist, sexist, homophobic. That's the trifecta of tweets that popped up there from, you know, the glory days back in high school, right? Yeah, absolutely, the glory days. And so here you have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. These pop up during the All-Star Game. Now, most of them were from 2011 and 2012. So we're talking about 6, 7 years ago.
Racist.
Among the more popular, he was quoting several famous people, including rapper Juicy J, very big back in 2011. That one featured a lot of N-words, but he was quoting music. There were other tweets, KKK, white power. He tweeted that out. And clearly Josh Hader never imagined as a teenager that Josh Hader was going to end up in a professional sports situation, I would think. Or maybe he's just stupid. I don't know. Maybe he's just maybe he feels that way. I don't know. I don't know. I don't mind the head of Josh Hader. But he was asked about this after the game. Josh Hader was asked about all this, and he used the kid card from the bottom of the deck to defend himself.
When you're a kid, you just tweet what's on your mind, and you know, that's what's on.
There you go. And he also points out that where was your mind at when this was going on?
I was young, immature, and stupid. There's no excuses for what was said or what happened.
All right, and I'm sure, Josh Hader, you are not sorry at all, right? You're not sorry at all, yes?
There's no excuse for what was said, and I'm deeply sorry for what I've said and what's been going on. And like I said, it doesn't reflect any of my beliefs going on now.
All right, so he was blindsided. He likely forgot he had sent these things out. And voila, abracadabra, hocus pocus, there they are, like magic. And if you couldn't hear that, there was a lot of ambient noise in the interview there of Josh Hader. He was also asked if those views reflect who he is now. He said, no, not at all. I was in high school. He said, we're still learning who we are in high school. You live and learn. I think we heard that part. This mistake won't happen again. All right. Well, we know it's not going to happen again. That's not the issue. The question is, it has happened. And so now what happens? Let's discuss the question. What will Major League Baseball do? And what happens next with Josh Hader? This is a fluid situation right now. My thoughts, you've got damage control, scrub-a-dub-dub, and the new normal. And we'll mix all of this together. Now, we'll begin with Major League Baseball, like all professional sports leagues, are hyper, uber politically correct. But this is not a politically correct issue. I think we can all agree that these things are not great. These are things you shouldn't say. These are wrong things from Josh Hader. And anyone would act, right? I mean, so it's not even an issue of that. I mean, they're going to do something. They're holding right now in Manhattan that crisis meeting, right? The league offices, they're getting their PR people together, and they're attempting to say, how can we position ourselves to put out this firestorm, right? Because this, you got to think, there's in baseball's world, other than the Manny Machado trade, what else is there until Friday? I think there's one game the Cubs and Cardinals play on Thursday. Other than that, there's no baseball games until Friday. Everyone else is on a vacation. So here's what's going to happen. Now, Rob Manfred's office is going to release a prepared statement later on Wednesday, likely early in the day. And they will condemn Josh Hader. And as a distant relative of the great Nostradamus, I'm going to go 99.9% that Josh Hader will be sent to sensitivity training for at least a month. So I'm going to say 30 days. I could also see this being an open-ended thing, and that Hader will be placed on the commissioner's, their version of the exempt list, like the NFL has. Baseball's got that too. Usually when they use that with domestic violence cases, but I have a feeling this will pop up for Josh Hader. And then B, the other part of the story, which also needs to be explored here, is the timing of it. Like, clearly someone had been holding on to this information, and they had an axe to grind with Josh Hader. This didn't feel like a spur-of-the-moment thing. I think you'd have to be really gullible to think that this person just happened to be going through old tweets from Josh Hader and decided, while he's in the All-Star game, to let it rip. All right, so the assumption is that someone was sitting on these comments for at least a brief period of time, and they planned on doing the most damage possible. Mission accomplished. Right, this was a strategic placement of these comments that went out there, and so that's the reality. I mean, the thing also about this is, as we've seen in the last year in particular, but it goes back further than that, but really the last year, this is now the new normal, right? This is now the new normal. We talk about Twitter's been around long enough. I think it started in like 08. Nobody was really on it. I got on in 09. Nobody was really on it. It became a bigger deal as the years have gone on. So you look at the internet, as the old saying goes, never forgets. And you look at some of the recent Twitter-like scandal. You have Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills quarterback, who right before the draft, there were a bunch of offensive tweets that he had posted in high school that came forward right before the draft. He was still picked 7th overall by Buffalo in the NFL draft, and they traded up to get him. And you even have that in basketball, the star of Villanova, who was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks. There were some questionable tweets. Dante DiVincenzo, his tweets popped up on the internet again, and that's just going to be the way it goes, right? I mean, if you don't take care of this, this is how it's going to go. Now, final thing here. I thought this was already obvious, but apparently it's not. If you run an agency, if you're a sports agent, representative, business manager, somebody that works with athletes, or you're in the internet age, you're social media person for a sports team, the thing you should invest in here, there is the technology. Now, you can't make everything vanish from the internet, right? The internet never forgets, as they say. But you can make it much harder to have people find this stuff, the acid washing that can take place. Now, you can't totally acid wash everything, but if you pay enough money, you can make stuff not completely disappear, but you can do the old scrub-a-dub-dub. And you can certainly delete a lot of that stuff. It's still out there, but there's ways you can make it very difficult to find that kind of stuff on the internet. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia, right over there, hanging out.
Now, how do you feel, or is it any different for you? I know that Major League Baseball will likely suspend Josh Hader.
Well, they'll put him on the exempt list is what they'll do, right? That's what they do. They say, well, whatever they call that. I don't think it's called the exempt list.
Yeah,
the commissioner's list.
We see this in sports that it doesn't necessarily have to be fair, so to speak. But what do you think about suspending someone for what they say when they're 17 years old and they're obviously not in your company? They're not in the minor leagues. They're not in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, no, it's a fair argument, but they're going to suspend.
No, I agree. I mean, they're totally going to agree because it's the easy thing to do.
Yeah.
They make it go away if they do that. If they don't do that, then people are going to say that they're endorsing what he said or they're okay with what he said.
Well, I'm sure there are racists that play Major League Baseball. I think the number, the indication, there's some guys. But I've not heard anything, not that I pay that close attention to the Milwaukee Brewers. But
racist.
you would think that if, you know, he's, you know, the things he said and when he was a teenager, if he felt that way today, that is a diverse clubhouse. The Milwaukee Brewers have players from all over the world there. You would think that if he really felt that way, that, you know, something, maybe it'll come out now. Maybe people will tell stories, oh, I knew he was that way or something like that. But not, to my knowledge, none of that stuff's popped up.
Yeah. And yeah, you brought up a great point. I am very curious if we're going to find out who did this. And
the report was
that it was while he was pitching,
yeah,
correct?
He gave up the home. As I understand it, it was after he gave up the three-run home.
That's what I wanted to know. That's
clearly someone waiting for him to get on the stage and get as much impact out of it as possible.
So if he didn't give up the home run,
would they have waited
to see if the Brewers made the playoffs and then, you know, game one of the playoffs of the divisional series or something like that? Voila, here you go. Yeah.
Now what he said, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that can really defend what he said because there was so much of it. You know, if it was just a couple of things in a rap song or something.
That's the only part you could say, well, he was just a teenager, he loved rap music. But he went beyond that.
Yeah, he did.
You could defend the rap music and say, hey, he likes rap music. He was just quoting the lyrics. Those are the lyrics. But he went above and beyond that. And he also likes, Eddie, very curvaceous women, at least as a teenager. I learned that from Josh Hader and does not want to wait.
He may not be the only one.
No, I like curvaceous women too, but I am open-minded in that regard. Not, you know, married now, but I'm open-minded with that. He did not appear to be open-minded.
I understand.
So. Yeah, what is the baseball version of the timeout thing? The Blue Jay pitcher Roberto Osuna, he was suspended for 75 games, but he was put. I'm trying to think what that list was. Now he was placed on a list. Not that it matters, right? Does it really matter? Does anyone? Oh, I need to know the name of that list. But they do have that in baseball. But how long has Josh Hader? He's been around for a couple of years. He's not a rookie. He's been around for a few years, and so like that. Who is the origin of this? I guess it's his second year. So he was up last year. Now he's back again.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, the All-Star Game does not matter. It does not matter. It's now officially an exhibition game. No home field advantage. And so Major League Baseball, very worried about the game going extra innings. The Dodgers took care of that. They helped out the commissioner's office. The game did go extra innings, but they didn't want it to go any longer because the teams were going to run out of pitchers. So the 89th edition of the Fall Classic was overshadowed. Right? Now, the American League won. Congratulations. We'll give you a cookie. But the story here, there's two stories. Now, we talked last hour, if you missed it, and go back and hear the podcast, about the scandal involving a Milwaukee Brewer pitcher and some old tweets. They clearly did not do the old scrub-a-dub-dub for Josh Hader. He had the trifecta of offensive tweets, and that became the viral story of the night, and now we're awaiting the other shoe to drop on Josh Hader. The trifecta, if you're unfamiliar, that's racist, sexist, and homophobic tweets. Hader had that going on. And I'm upset because I should have begun the show with a dedication to Manny Machado, the latest addition. If you've not been following this, you didn't watch the All-Star Game, bad job by you. We are told outside of a last-minute snag, which would mean the Baltimore Orioles get cold feet. They should then be sent to the minor leagues. Manny Machado is leaving that pit of doom that is the Baltimore Oriole clubhouse and heading west. Go west, young man, to Hollywood, to the Dodgers. Everybody wants to be a Dodger, but not everyone can be a Dodger, and Manny Machado gets to play for the Dodgers. I want to talk about this. Now, Ken Rosenthal had the report. He reported the Dodgers. He used some interesting language. Are increasingly likely, he said, to land Manny Machado, but everyone seems in agreement here. That even though several of the teams are trying to woo the Baltimore Orioles, that Machado is expected to end up in Los Angeles, and the Dodgers begin the second half against the Milwaukee Brewers, who will be shorthanded, I would think, in their bullpen to start the second half, while the Dodgers have increased their lineup with Manny Machado, who will slide in, Mr. Machado, and times are good. Times are good here. Now, Rosenthal initially did use weasel words. He said gaining traction, mounting, you know, he didn't use mounting belief or gaining traction. He used expect that outcome, right? He went with increasingly likely and expect that outcome, which still gives him plausible deniability. But the general consensus is this is going to happen, and it's going to happen by midday on Wednesday. And we know Major League Baseball has anxiety over these type of announcements the day of the All-Star game. They don't like that. Even though everyone was talking about it anyway, they still have their panties in a wad here. They don't want to make it official. Plus, you have that awkward thing of Machado playing for the American League All-Stars when he is now going to play in the National League. He leaves the American League East for the National League West, and so it's going to happen today, the trade of the year in Major League Baseball. So I don't want to jump the gun. You know, it's not my style here to get on the radio and to make bold declarations, because who wants to hear someone on the radio make bold declarations? Very boring when you hear that. You want to hear people play it right down the middle. God forbid they're wrong. God forbid they're wrong. I was talking to Roberto before the show. We were trying to decide, like, where should we stand during the parade? We were like, where, you know, is it go through Figueroa and downtown L.A.? Like, where exactly will it end at Dodger Stadium? Will it be a rally at Dodger Stadium? You know, back in the old days, you know, many, many years ago, they would have these rallies like at City Hall, but it's going to be a much bigger deal. It's going to be a much bigger deal. I think they have a parade that goes through downtown L.A. and then ends at Dodger Stadium, and then they can have the rally there. I believe that's how they're going to do it. So the question is, Manny Machado, a Dodger. Oh, man, I did not think. I thought the Dodgers were going to get Asdrubal Cabrera. That's what I expected. I was waiting for the Dodgers to announce a trade for Asdrubal Cabrera. That's what I expected, and now it looks like it's going to be Manny Machado. So what do we make of all this? Now, my thoughts, you've got the trickle-down, debauchery, and the harvest. And we will tie all of this together. Now, number one, Manny Machado. You know what Manny Machado is? If he was a car, he would be a Lamborghini. That's what Manny Machado is. You just picked up a Lamborghini, and everyone wants a Lamborghini. Most people can't afford a Lamborghini. It's a wonderful thing. He immediately becomes the top offensive player in the Los Angeles Dodgers lineup. Congratulations to Matt Kemp. You've now been trumped. Sorry, Max Muncy, Turner, all these other guys. It is now the Machado show. This is one of the top intimidating presences in baseball. He's surrounded by puke in Baltimore. Now he's got good players around him with Los Angeles. What do you think is going to happen? Now, Machado was putting up monster numbers. No one was paying attention. You know, there's seven people go to A's games. I think there's nine people that go to Orioles games. I believe that there's nine people in Baltimore that go. And so what happens now? You put that X factor in the Dodger lineup, and all these people say, well, the Dodgers need pitching. Yeah, they need pitching. They're not done yet. They need to get bullpen help. But the idea that Machado does not improve the Dodgers shows you you're an uneducated baseball fan. Now, I've paid closer attention than most. The Dodgers have been hitting a lot of home runs the last month. Max Muncy has been leading the charge here, but there's other players as well that have been muscling up and hitting home runs. But even with that, even with all this barrage of home runs, this assault on pitchers that is taking place, the last 30 days, the Dodgers are 17th in runs scored in baseball. So you need to score more. You got to score more. Machado takes care of that. The Dodgers have actually, the last month, scored fewer runs than the woebegone White Sox in the middle of the road, Tampa Bay Rays. They've been more effective offensively. Now, there were some big offensive performances Tampa Bay had the other day, I believe against the Twins. But the way this is going to work, it's the trickle-down economics of baseball. Manny Machado, you put him, you slap him in the middle of that Dodger lineup, and everybody looks better, right? Everybody looks. It's like, you know, you want to stand next to the pretty people because they make you look better, right? They make you look better. Just the glow of Manny Machado, putting him in that Dodger lineup makes Max Muncy better, it makes Matt Kemp better, Justin Turner is better, Bellinger is better. All these guys are more productive because you've got to hyper-focus. If you're a pitcher, you got to hyper-focus on Machado. You got to always know when Machado's coming up because he is going to let it rip, Manny Machado, as a Dodger. Now, the second thing here, I originally was skeptical of this happening. you know, and I, as I said, I thought the Dodgers were going to get Asdrubal Cabrera. That's what I was waiting for. Asdrubal Cabrera and like J.A. Happ. That's what I expected because, you know, that's what I was used to years ago. But this is not the old school Dodgers, right? The old school Dodgers. I remember one of my favorite memories when I covered the Dodgers regularly. This is old school. It's probably dated and all that. But there were big rumors years ago that the Dodgers at a trade deadline, this I'm dating myself, but there was a GM named Fred Clare was the Dodger GM at the time, and I was covering the team every day. And there were rumors they were going to make some big headline trade, and they then acquired Chad Curtis from the Detroit Tigers and Otis Nixon at the trade deadline.
Horrible, and really bad.
And Fred Clare stood there and was celebrating this, and we all looked around. We're like, what is he smoking? This is horrible. But they were cheap, and so they were cost-effective. Chad Curtis, who's still in prison, by the way. Yeah, about that? Shout out Chad Curtis, my man Chad there. Yeah, he's still in jail there. Anyway, listen, so the fact that this is going to happen is amazing, and we don't know all the details. We don't know all of the fine print on that. The trade hasn't been officially announced. We don't know exactly who's going to Baltimore. We know one name. There's one name out there, a 21-year-old Cuban outfielder named Yusinel Diaz, who's expected to be part of the package going outbound to the Baltimore Orioles.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, this guy was playing in Double-A. You're telling me you wouldn't trade a Double-A outfielder who's got 6 home runs for 2 months of Manny Machado? I'd trade that guy for 2 weeks of Manny Machado. Are you kidding me?
It's not trigonometry.
The guy's the 73rd ranked prospect or suspect, as I call him, according to Baseball Prospectus. This is not a blue chip player. Not that it would matter. I would trade a blue chip player. I like the gunslinger approach. That's the way you do it when you're at the big boy table. That's the way you do it. That's how the Dodgers are doing it here. This is good for them. You know, they're going to be in many high-profile playoff games. It's great for Manny Machado. He's going to have a chance to increase his free agent value. And now the one concern, there's one concern here, and he hasn't done well in the playoffs. He hasn't. He's been in 7 playoff games, which is not a big sample size, but Machado has hit .174. In those 7 playoff games, which compared to Mike Trout, he's like Bambino in the playoffs compared to Mike Trout. But Machado has not done well. The other thing that scares me, and I was talking to my moles in Baltimore, Sports with Coleman, and he pointed out that the media in Baltimore has given Machado a pass, that he has had some dog tendencies as far as not hustling. He's got a little Bryce Harper in him and things like that. But I'm not even worried about that. I can overlook that as long as you hit the ball like to the moon. I can overlook that. The thing that I'm concerned about is, hooray for Hollywood. See, these guys, you don't want to get sucked into that rabbit hole, right? Because the Dodgers, not as popular as some other teams in L.A., but they're very popular. And what's going to happen? These Hollywood you-know-whats are going to try to leech on to Manny Machado. And Machado is a young guy, right? Why not? He might accept that.
Who, me?
Yeah, you know, if he's waking up in the gutter of the Hollywood Hills at 6 in the morning, we got a problem. You know, or he's just going to bed at 6 in the morning. We got issues here with Manny Machado. There's a lot of debauchery that he's going to have access to. There's a lot of temptation in those hills. And so we'll see. And, you know, it would also help if he plays hard and all that. The last thing. Now, this is better late than never. And I will file this away better late than never. If you go back to the archives of the Ben Maller Show, podcast available on iTunes and other places, I gave a very heartfelt rant. I believe it was during a Maller to the Third Degree, right after Corey Seager went down. I said, you go out and you get Machado. That's what the good teams do. Go out and get Machado. I ranted and raved. Did the Dodgers listen to me? Not initially. No, they did not. They waited 3 months. They waited 3 months approximately since I went on that rant to acquire Manny Machado. Now it's on. They made up for that embarrassing, pathetic 2 months of baseball or month and a half of baseball to start the year when they were lifeless zombies and they felt sorry for themselves at the beginning of the year. They've reached back up. They're in first place in the National League West. Still competitive. There'll be some separation here. They're going to win the World Series. This is the ticket. It's the golden ticket to win the World Series. The Dodgers have it with Manny Machado. And I don't want to hear, because I know what's going to happen next. I know how this works. I know, you know, it's paint by numbers with these kind of things. What happened next is, you know, the baseball wonks will say, how could the Dodgers give up these minor league players to get Machado for 2 months? They'll go on and on about that. Shut up. Put a dirty sock in your mouth with that nonsense. Let me tell you something. The reason you have minor league players is to enhance the major league roster. You cannot be clingy. You cannot be afraid to give up the minor league ball player. That is a renewable resource. Every summer, they have a draft. You restock. These people that have this umbilical cord to minor league ball players drive me nuts. They drive me nuts. They think that every one of these players is going to live up to the hype. And if you're lucky, 20% of your minor league top line, I'm not even talking about all, I'm talking about the top 10 prospects. 20%, 2 out of 10 will live up to the hype. And yet people are afraid to trade these players. It would be the equivalent of a farmer in Iowa who's got a big crop of corn. He's, this is the greatest crop of corn I've ever had. I don't want to sell this at harvest. I don't want to do it. I want to keep the corn. You can regrow. There's another year of corn you can grow the next year. What are you doing? All right, anyway, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Boy, that felt pretty good. Let's say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia, right over there. He's hanging out.
Now, didn't you say your boy Andrew Friedman he holds on to these prospects too much, and you didn't think he would do something this?
He didn't give up anything.
He gave up something.
The 73rd ranked prospect in Major League Baseball. Who the hell cares?
He just hit 2 home runs in that Futures game they had in D.C.
That's an exhibition game. Who the hell cares about that? Nobody watches that. Did you watch that?
I saw the highlights.
You didn't watch it. That's my point. You didn't
Who
watch
cares?
It.
It doesn't matter if you watch it or not.
It's
an indication. There have been some great ball players that have played in that game.
And there have been some guys that have played in that game that have sucked also.
Okay, well, you don't know if this guy's one of them or not.
I know that Manny Machado is great. Gonna have to get my guys over at Dodger Stadium to dust off that Manny Wood sign.
You probably said Hugh Darvish was great too when they picked him up.
Why you gotta bring that name up? Why you gotta be a buzzkill? This is a great thing here. I'm doing a victory.
Come on, Eddie.
By the way, I thought you were a Red Sox fan. Now you're back on the Dodger bandwagon?
Well, when I do my shows in Boston, Benny for the Red Sox. Benny and the Sox. Absolutely. I can be a fan of two teams, right? You like the Chargers and the Steelers.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
No,
you're a Chargers. That's a lie. You're a Chargers season ticket holder.
That doesn't mean I'm a fan of the team.
Like the
when
Steelers.
They lose, I don't care.
You've been to a million Charger games over the years. Come on.
Yes, because it's something that I share with my wife. She's the one who loves the Chargers.
No, that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
You're using your wife as a shield.
It's not a shield, it's a fact.
Yeah, she's a beard. Your wife's a beard for your love of the Chargers.
Oh, God.
Speaking of that, how about Boltman? Did you see what's up to now?
Oh, I don't even want it. What is it up to?
Now, yesterday, when I first saw the Boltman mascot costume, it was at, like, I think $800. And I thought, boy, that's a lot of money. But, you know, it should be a little more than that, maybe $800. The intellectual rights was
$500.
$600. $600 for shipping. Now they're saying it benefits charity. I guess they're saying it benefits charity.
Yeah.
Now yesterday,
Boltman's pockets.
Yesterday it was at $50,000. Today on eBay, auction right now, 4 days left. It ends on Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon. I assume that's Eastern time. Maybe it's Pacific. I don't know. The bidding is up to over $70,000. I believe that is twice the medium income in America for the rights to Boltman. How do you monetize Boltman? Like, you can't use the Charger logo. You're not allowed to use that. Can you sell Boltman bobblehead dolls? And I'd have to make – how do you make your money back?
I would say yes. I would think you could do that, yeah.
Okay. But who's going to buy them? That's the other problem. Like, somebody has to buy them. That's the issue.
I would. Do you think it's Weedman Hippie that is placing these bids to become Boltman?
Yeah. And then when they go to cash in,
I'm going to make $1 million on this thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's my birthday. See, Mercury's not in retrograde. I'm going to get this Boltman. Yeah. He doesn't realize that, you know, nobody.
Benny and the Boltman.
Oh, don't come on. Don't do that to me. Don't come on, please. They do say, though, on eBay, there's a money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied with the Boltman costume.
Oh, yeah, right.
You can send it back. I'm sure that'll happen. I'm sure eBay will honor that. Absolutely. Well, you have the estimated deliveries on Monday. So if you buy it on Sunday, Eddie, you get it on Monday, July 30th. You can get it the next day.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in the Koopaloo, Justin Cooper.
Well, with Mike Matheny out as the Cardinals manager, the rumors are already starting to swirl about who will take over next season. The latest candidate being floated out there is Cards legend Mark McGwire, who is currently a bench coach with the Padres. Now he joins Joe Girardi as the two names being mentioned. Ben, who do you think is the better choice for St. Louis?
Well, the guy they're going to go with is Girardi. If they can work out a price point, they want Joe Girardi. They don't want Mark McGwire, and I'll tell you why. A, the Cardinals, the way this works, you hire an inexperienced manager, and then the next manager, you hire an experienced manager. The Cardinals took a chance on Mike Matheny. He didn't have the necessary requirements usually you look for in a big league manager as far as a lot of experience. They took a gamble on him. The results were good early. And now they were very upset with him the last year and a half with his pitching changes, the way he handled the bench. So, and they finally lost the locker room, and that was the death sentence as a manager for Mike Matheny. But B, Joe Girardi, he's got the resume. He's managed multiple big league teams. He's a known commodity. Hiring Mark McGwire, you would be dealing with the growing pains, and they couldn't put up with the growing pains of Mike Matheny. They got tired of that. So you think they're going to put up with Mark McGwire? I don't think so. I'm not buying it. If they can afford Girardi, the cheating Cardinals are going to go with Joe Girardi. Next!
Now, Josh Rosen has some ideas on how to fix college athletics. He thinks that student-athletes should get paid for a number of opportunities, such as their image and likeness, apparel, video games, etc., but with the money put into an account that students are only entitled to if they graduate. Also, he'd like to form a separate entity to play the role of middleman between players and potential endorsers to eliminate the need for agents. Ben, what do you think of these ideas from Rosen?
Well, I believe that Rosen will be dedicating his life soon enough to this cause. That full-time, this will be Josh Rosen's cause in life. I've said many times over the last, I can't even think how many years we've been doing this, that I'm all for players getting paid. I think it's a sham. The amount of money that's generated by big-time college football and big-time college basketball is insane, and the setup is archaic. So I agree on that. I feel like this needs some fine-tuning. Number one, you're adding – the Rosen plan is adding another layer of bureaucracy with a separate entity to play the role of middleman, which means they're going to get a cut. You're adding more red tape. There's already too much red tape in college athletics. It's silly. The NCAA, if you go back to the origins of the NCAA, they were formed to prevent football players from dying because of the flying wedge. And college football was more popular than the NFL in the early days when this all came about. Now it's a bunch of bankers and bureaucrats. That's what the NCAA has become, essentially. And the bankers are protecting the money. They got to protect the golden goose. And number two, the main issue here, the main point with this is that the guardians of college football like it the way it is. There's going to have to be a battering ram taken to college football and basketball to change it. They like the status quo. All of these people are being paid very well. They're making a lot of money. They like the way the setup is right now. And this is a non-starter. Now, in addition, Josh Rosen's supposed to be preparing for the NFL, which everyone says is the hardest thing in the world. And he's writing a 40-page manifesto on college sports. That's how he's getting ready for his NFL career with the Cardinals. All right, next.
Ben, Charles Barkley finished dead last at the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament over the weekend.
Lake Tahoe.
Ben, how is your golf game?
Well, I'm better than Charles Barkley. I would crush Charles Barkley. I would like to play golf with Charles Barkley. He doesn't take it seriously. He's all about smoking cigars and having a good time. I'm not against that. He's into the social aspects of golf.
You good on the greens?
Well, I'm a driver. I'm a long stick guy is what I am with the driver. I really am. That's what I am, Koopaloop. And now I'm hot. I'm I guess the way I would say my putting is boom or bust. Boom or bust. I'm a boom or bust putter. Think John Daly meets the Duff Man. That kind of thing. But yeah, I'm all for it. And I'd beat all you guys at golf. I would beat all you guys.
I've never played golf, so you definitely would.
Yeah, and I beat Eddie and and Roberto. You got no chance. I beat all you guys at golf. So, yeah, I'm better than Barkley. I can say that. All right, there it is. Maller to the third degree. How did we do it this time-shifted hour?
Ben, you pass this edition.
That is a winner!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Set up the game. We'll set up the game now. Yes, here we go. Hit that button. Right there.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password. The word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Password. The word game of the stars. Let's welcome in our contestants for Password. I see a bunch of people lined up here. Who should I pick? See, like if I pick three, he plays all these games if I pick three. But then if I pick four, and if I pick two, I don't know if it's going to be a good game. I don't know.
I think you should risk it.
You think I should go two and four? Well, that's because you hate number three. You hate line three. You don't like line three, so you have a vendetta against line three. You have an axe to grind with line three.
He's
that right?
He's a loser.
Interesting. Hey, line three, how do you feel about being called a loser, line three?
Suck it, Coop.
All right. He's out. We will have Henry in Oakland. Hello, Henry. Oh, boy.
Crap.
Henry, are you there, Henry? Oh.
Let me check line five. Let me check line five.
All right, you check line five because line three is becoming more of an option. Let's see if Jose's there. Jose in Mexico. Hello, Jose.
Hi, Ben. How are you tonight?
There he is, my man. Jose is there. What's going on, Jose? Where are you at in Mexico, man?
I'm at the Rosarito Beach Hotel.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah, I got to get down there. That's right. You guys are working all night there at the hotel. Beautiful.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. All right. Well, very cool there, Jose. And hold on a sec. You're going to be playing. And we have, Coop. Boy, when Coop's motivated, when he's upset with somebody, like he's upset with line three, that man can go to work. He's got ambition. He's got energy. He's got a passion. Man. No lackadaisical Coop here. He is screening every call. He's got like two calls at the same time. He's trying to, I got to get somebody other than line three. Let's find out. How about, line two's back? All right, let me see if line. All right, Henry, are you there, Henry?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, is your phone going to, you're not going to crap out on me. Is your phone going to be good? Yes?
Yes.
It sounds terrible, though.
All right, but I'm here. You know?
Turn your radio down in the background.
Yeah, all right.
You hear me better?
All right, no, that's not going to work. It's not you, Henry, it's us. All right, well, we'll go to line five. But line five, are you there, line five?
I am, Ben.
Hello, line five. It's Andy.
Andy.
I know you.
Indiana.
I know. All right, hold on a sec. Let's go back to line four. Line four, Jose, who would you like to partner up with, Jose?
With the most valuable player, you, Ben.
All right. That's a good job by you. We will be the team that wins international North American domination, myself and Jose, from the hotel in Mexico. Hold on a sec. And Andy, who would you like to partner up with, Andy?
Well, has Roberto's password cherry been popped?
No. You can be the first one to play password with Roberto.
Take Roberto where he's never been before.
Yeah. Just make sure you give him a massage. He's, I don't want
to. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, give him a cigarette or something when he's done, okay?
Yeah. No happy endings.
Okay. All right, hold on a sec. So that's the matchup. We have Password, the word game of the stars. It's Andy and Roberto. How about that? Roberto getting his first.
Going down, Ben.
Shot. No, you're not. Jose and myself, Ben, that'll be the team that wins. And we will get to that. We will do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And right back to it we go here. This is exciting. Roberto's getting his cherry popped in Password, the word game of the stars. Let's play the game right now. Here we go. Back to it. We introduced our contestants from the hotel in Mexico. We say hello to Jose. Working hard overnight there, and he will be matched up with me, so we'll put him there. And we also have Andy in Indy, who is matched up with Roberto. So, Koopaloop, you will, well, I guess we don't really need you, but you'll keep score anyway. Yes? So, let's pick numbers. So, Jose, you got on the air first. So, we have a list of words here. 10 words. You have to pick a number between 1 and 10. And you listening as you drive around, you can play the car version of the game. You just have to try to play along, see if you can get it before these guys do. We start out with 10 points. We go down to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Then we throw the word out. So, Jose, which number would you like? I don't hear Jose. Are you there, Jose?
Yes, number 6.
Number 6. All right. Very good. Let's go with the word I will give you as a clue, if you will, on password, is objective.
Objective.
Anytime now.
Objective.
I think Andy's escaped from the zoo in Indianapolis.
Point?
No. All right, you are up there, Roberto. No, word number 6.
Number 6.
Word number 6.
Target. Target.
Goal.
Yeah.
That is correct.
There you go.
All right.
Woo! We're a first goal.
9 points.
Good job. Debuts with a lead.
Yeah. Sir.
Roberto back to has you, never gotten
Roberto.
One
you, you have to pick a number, Andy, 1 to 10, and you cannot use number 6.
I'll take a number 8 there.
All right. Go ahead there, Roberto.
What do all you right. Mean? Untamed.
Untamed?
Yeah, untamed.
Wild.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Buddy.
Yeah, there you
two
go.
For two.
Amazing. All right, we'll
it's a beat down.
Not a beat down. We're going to knock back. We just spotted
it's like a Laker Clipper game.
We spotted
massacre.
Them 20 points. How'd those Blazers do, by the way, against the Lakers? They kicked the Lakers' ass in the summer league. Boom, shakalaka.
I was watching the All-Star game,
yeah,
Ben.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Yeah, I'm sure you were. All right, Jose, pick a number now. We've already had 8. That is out. And we've already had 6. That is out. So pick any other number, 1 to 10, other than those two.
Give me number 2.
Number 2. All right, here we go. This is we need this one here. We need this one. Let's go with boy, there's a couple of ways I can go.
You don't sound very confident.
It's hard.
Well, no, it's, I mean, it's not
hard, but
it's not. It's
a
yeah. It's one of those things that if you don't get it right, all right. Well, let's go with. All right, here we go. Jose, pigmentation. Like you could do better. Shut up.
I could do much better.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. No, you couldn't.
Pigmentation.
Yeah.
Anytime now, my friend.
Take your time. Don't mind the show. How's the hotel?
Not that pass.
Any
pass.
Any vacancies at the
he
hotel?
Passed.
He passed.
Are there any vacancies at the hotel? Any open
lots
room?
Lots of it.
Be looking oh, lots for of vacancies.
Yeah.
All right, he didn't have an answer.
He
that's
he
fine.
He passed, he said.
That's all right. Go ahead, Roberto.
Let's see. Peel?
Ooh.
Peel?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
Peel.
Wow.
Go ahead, Andy. Go ahead, smartass. Go
peel.
Ahead. Go yeah. ahead, smartass. Not so smart right now. Yeah.
I don't know. Color?
No. All right. All right. Here we. All right.
He's
let's. Jose.
You guys.
All right, Jose. Let's go. Here's your word. Tissue.
Skin.
Yeah, there you go. We're on the board. You can put it on the board. The comeback starts right now. The comeback starts right now.
We'll see.
The comeback. Put it on the board.
19-8, Andy
right.
and Roberto.
Deal.
All right.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
you
my bad.
You didn't get it. You suck. It's a bad – Andy screwed up. That's not you, Roberto. That's a great job by you. All right, let's keep it going. Who's up next? Is it back to us?
Yep. No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
That was word 3, and we started, so it goes back to us, right? I think so.
You,
no?
You did that word.
Yeah.
Because right. You got 8 points right then.
All right, fine. Go ahead. Oh, hurry yeah. up, Roberto. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
I'll yep. take a number 3.
Number 3.
Okay.
Come on, Roberto. We don't have all day.
Guidance.
He's going with guidance.
Help.
No. All right. Here we go. Here we go, Jose. Let's get it right. Let's go with... let's go with counseling. Jose?
Yes, counseling.
And and he said guidance, and I said counseling. Take about 40 more seconds.
Guidance?
No, he just said, the other guy said guidance. That's all right. Now, I agree, that would be great if it was guidance.
Counseling.
I just said counseling. What the hell's going on here? I just said that as my clue.
Oh, it's too late. Game's over. Roberto's the winner.
Yeah, Roberto! Never lost in this game before.
The word was advice. We were trying to get to advice, counseling, guidance is advice. Those were great clues. Unfortunately, Andy, nobody likes you, Andy. You won. We like you better, Jose, but you didn't win. So that's a...
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.